I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 21st. The Quincy City Council concluded their last meeting before summer recess last night. Officials voted in favor of some routine year-end transfers, including over $2 million for community preservation, historic, and recreation projects, $900,000 for traffic, parking, alarm, and lighting, almost $200,000 from the hotel-motel tax, and $400,000 for new trees. Council also placed into committee a request to take the IHOP restaurant on the parking way in Quincy Center by eminent domain. The city wants that property in order to build a new parking garage. A retired Quincy police lieutenant who moved to Florida has pleaded guilty to charges of soliciting a child and unlawful use of a two-way communications device. 69-year-old Jeffrey Burrell was handed a jail sentence of 2 days for time served and 5 years probation. Burrell retired from the Quincy Police Department in 2016 after a 31-year career. He was arrested in September of last year along with 10 other men in a 4-day sting codenamed Operation Keystroke. Burrell offered a law enforcement officer posing as a 14-year-old girl $80 to perform sex acts on him in a car. Burrell, who lives in Fort Myers, Florida, had worked for the Lee County Port Authority Police in Fort Myers prior to his arrest. He was fired on September 9th of last year. Under his probation conditions, Burrell must register as a sex offender and undergo counseling. It cannot have unsupervised contact with children under 18. Burrell was ordered to pay $151 to a rape crisis center and $150 to a state fund for crime victims. A local college nursing program is set to shut down at the end of the year, leaving as many as 1,000 students in limbo. Last week, Laboree College of Healthcare in Milton informed students in its Associate's Degree of Science in Nursing program that the State Board of Registration in Nursing had decided to pull its approval of the program, essentially shutting it down at the end of this year. The decision follows a September warning to the college after the school failed to meet an 80% first-time pass rate of the RN licensure exam. Nursing students who are set to graduate this year will be able to continue their classes, graduate, and take the exam as long as they meet all of the program requirements. However, first-year students enrolled in general education courses may have to find another program at a different school as Laboree appeals the state's decision. Since the school's warning last fall, Laboree has made improvements and increased its exam pass rate to 81%. Administrators are hopeful they can overturn the state board's decision. The college remains fully accredited, and the decision does not affect any of the school's other degree programs. Tuition payments for fall semester courses would be reimbursed, but funds for classes already taken cannot be returned. Of credit transfers, the school said the decision is up to the transfer school to accept the credits, but that Laboree will do its best to help students finish their education. People who live in East Boston have dealt with a year's worth of weekend closures of the Sumner Tunnel. Starting July 5th, that tunnel will close 7 days a week for 2 months. State and local officials are working overtime to get out the word that the closure's impacts will be far-reaching. Massport's asking travelers to take advantage of other options, such as the MBTA's Blue or Silver lines, one of the ferries to the airport, or a park-and-ride. T announced the Blue line would be free to use during the Sumner Tunnel closure. Sumner Tunnel's roughly 100 years old and has not undergone serious repair work. MassDOT's investing $160 million into the revamp of the tunnel. Sumner Tunnel will close starting July 5th, remain closed until August 31st. At that point, it will return to weekend closures until next summer. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 245 points. The Nasdaq sank 22, and the S&P is off 20. Shares were lower in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro is unchanged. Oil, $71 a barrel. sports. Red Sox get another win in Minnesota last night, 10-4. They'll play again tonight at 7:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny with a high 73, cloudy tonight, low 54. Scattered showers tomorrow at a high of 70. Thunderstorms around on Friday, more humid with a high of 78. Thunderstorm Saturday, a muggy 81. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light east wind at a high tide right after 2:30 this afternoon. Sunrise, 5:07, set at 8:23. The summer solstice arrives at 10:58 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 21st.